Today I'd like to consider a few points on the greatness of God throughout the Bible. To start off, I would like to talk about the time of Samuel, the last judge. Turn with me to 1 Samuel 8, 1 through 7. This says, "Now it came to pass, when Samuel was old, that he made his sons judges over Israel. The name of his firstborn was Joel, and the name of his second, Abijah. They were judges in Beersheba, but his sons did not walk in his ways. They turned aside after dishonest gain, took bribes, and perverted injustice. Then all the elders of Israel gathered together and came to Samuel at Ramah and said to him, 'Look, you are old, and your sons do not walk in your ways. Now make us a king to judge us like the nations.' But the thing displeased Samuel when they said, 'Give us a king to judge us.' So Samuel prayed to the Lord, and the Lord said to Samuel, 'Heed the voice of the people in all that they say to you, for they have not rejected you, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them.' The people of Israel during this time wanted a human just like all the other nations instead of having the Lord as their king. Therefore, Samuel was anointed as the king." We find this in 1 Samuel chapter 11, verse 15. Which says, "So all the people went to Gilgal, and there they made Saul king before the Lord in Gilgal. There they made sacrifices of peace offerings before the Lord, and there Saul and all the men of Israel rejoiced greatly. Samuel spoke to his people and said, 'Take your stand so that I may plead with you before the Lord concerning all the righteousness acts of the Lord, which he did for you and your fathers,'" which can be found in 1 Samuel 12, verse 7. After this, he talks to the Israelites about all the great things God had done for them, like bringing them out of Egypt, forgiving them of their sins, and forgiving them while they were complaining against God, and how God protected them from their enemies. At the end of chapter 12, in verse 24, he says, "Only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart, for consider what great things he has done for you." This can be found in 1 Samuel 12, 24. Samuel wanted God's people to serve him faithfully. In the same way that Israel remembers the Lord, we also need to remember him with all the good things he has done for us. Here are a few great things God has done for us. First, let's look at how God made the earth and all that is in it. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. This can be found in Genesis 1, 1. We as humans are still figuring out new things about ourselves, the world, and the universe all around us daily. This just shows how much detail and effort God has put into this place so that we could have a nice place to live. Let's look over at Psalms 8, 3 through 4. It says, "When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him?" This is showing that David has considered all the time that God has put into this world, and is now asking why God cares about human beings and what they do. Another example of someone in the Bible talking about how wonderful the world is can be found in Romans 1, 19 through 20. Now let's think about how God made us and what the Bible says. Join me in Genesis 2, 7. This reads, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being." This just shows how much greatness and effort put God into making us. Let's look at Psalms 139, verses 13 through 14. This reads, "For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well." This shows that David is acknowledging how descriptive our bodies are. And to me, a body is kind of like Legos. If you're building a Lego set, say the Death Star, without one simple piece, you can't just build the Lego. You have to have that one simple piece. Every Lego piece is put into the box on purpose, just like how every part of our body is put into our body on purpose, just so we could work the correct or intended way that God had made us for. Finally, let's look at how God made us to serve him. Let's look at Isaiah 43, verse 7. It says, "Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made." Isaiah was speaking of why we were made, to serve God and to worship God. In Psalms 95, verses 1 through 5, it says, "Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land." Lastly, please join me in Psalms 126, verse 3. This says, "The Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad." This psalmist is saying that we should rejoice to the Lord. Just like how the people in Samuel's time considered the greatness of God, we need to also consider the greatness of God to help us in our devoted service daily.